and I live and die this way.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life. This is The Spice of Life. I'm here with Callum, and I'm not sure which mic he's on. Does it have a number on it? Is that the one? Say a thing.
I'm saying words.
I think we're good.
Excellent.
What an intro. You could get closer to the mic if you want. We just sat down, actually. It was very rushed.
Yeah.
I have butterflies.
This is my first time guest hosting a radio program to you.
Who said you're guest hosting?
Well, you're the normal host.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess you can guest host. What's good? What brings you here?
You?
Yeah.
You asked me to come in.
I did ask you to come in. I'm very lonely.
Yeah, Ben wanted company tonight.
And I've been told by listeners that when it's just me, it's not funny and I'm not very good. I have very critical listeners.
Yeah, your fans are really loyal.
Yeah, my mom is very critical.
Yeah.
She's the one fan that listens in. Hi, Mom. How's it going?
Hi, Mrs. Life.
That's Mrs. Life to you. Oh, yeah, you got it.
That's what I said.
I didn't really tell you anything about it. Do you know how this works? Do you know what we do here?
You play music on the radio.
I play music on the radio. And the kind of music that I play, do you know what the kind of music that I play is?
Post-rock, math rock, shoegaze.
Those are cool. Normally people don't know what those things are.
You talk about it a lot.
I do talk about it a lot. I'm very pretentious and hard to be around. So we're going to just start with a song then. Is that suitable to your interests?
That sounds good.
Is it titillating?
A little bit.
Just a little
bit? I'm excited.
On a scale of 1 to pure titillation, where is it?
Like, whatever that bird, a titmouse, I would say.
It's a titmouse?
Yeah.
That's a great answer. I was not expecting a good answer. Okay. Well, then, for all the titmice out there, this song is by the band Queto. The song is Ripped from the Soil off their album The Great Upheaval.
Thank you.
Sunday. Come on down to the UBC Thunderdome for Monster Trucks. This Sunday only, buy your tickets at the sub, which will be the Thunderdome on Sunday.
Great, so we just heard the band Queto playing the song Ripped from the Soil, and that was just a quick PSA. We decided, Council of Elected Elders, I should say, decided that the Nest is the name for the new sub, just wasn't going to cut it, and so it should just be called the Thunderdome.
Yeah, and then with that in mind, if you have something called the Thunderdome, you're going to have a monster truck race there. So
Naturally. I think also we're starting a petition to change the mascot of UBC from a Thunderbird to a monster truck.
Yeah.
And the new, instead of having whatever guy dress up as a monster truck, there's going to be a guy dressed up.
A monster truck in a monster truck?
Yeah. And he'll be Manny the monster truck driver that is himself a monster truck.
Yeah, driving with his big wheels on the steering wheel.
Yeah. Here's a question. Can you do a wheelie in a unicycle?
No.
Is it very hard or very difficult?
Or it's very easy because you're
the thing.
Doing it all the time.
Yeah, so that's like, this kind of stuff keeps me up at night.
This is why we listen to radio. It's thought-provoking stuff.
Thought-provoking. Not a dead media.
No.
This right here, this is not dying.
This is the future.
Yeah, this is not just a weird hobby that I picked up because I wanted attention.
Well, it might be that as well, but it can still be the future.
Yeah, and it's great for picking up fly chicks.
Fly chicks?
Be at the bar and be like, hey, I host a radio show on community radio.
I bet that gets you a lot of numbers.
Oh, yeah. I'm just swimming in digits.
Yeah.
Swimming in the digits 0 through 9. Because they're all separate digits. Normally, it's this area code, though. It's a 604.
Yeah. Generally.
Generally, yeah.
Unless you get out-of-town girls.
Yeah.
Exotic.
Or uptown girls.
Uptown funk?
Yeah, well, I was thinking the Elton John song.
Oh, I forgot that was uptown a song.
Girl. I think it's a song.
It is.
We were going to do Benny and the Jets. Did you still want to?
No, that's a lot of work.
You don't want to do Benny and the Jets? I decided that if I ever became famous enough to have a posse, they were going to be the Jets, and then we'd be Benny and the Jets. And we'd go to, like, Rumbles and that kind of thing and, like,
snap your fingers at people you disagree with.
And there'd be, like, leather jackets and chains of varying lengths involved.
Probably a lot of combs.
Definitely switch combs.
Yeah.
And it would be a fun thing to do for a while. But I'm not famous and I don't have a posse. And I own only one comb but no leather jacket.
Why do you own a comb?
I have sick flow now. I need a comb.
You just use your fingers. That's what everyone else does.
Well, yeah, but like it's nice to have a comb. Having a comb, like one of my favorite things to do is like when I see people that are bald, then you take out your comb and you just comb your hair.
Just in front of them?
Yeah.
And walk like, up, walk slowly
yeah,
just, towards them.
Just like, what are you going to do about me combing my hair?
They probably like walk up with a pair of scissors and just give you a trim right on the street.
Oh, that would be not nifty at all.
No.
That would rustle my jimmies. Jimmy Status Russell. Russell like Russell Crowe. Was he in Gladiator?
Yes.
Good.
That's
good to know. I would like to play another song that is sufficient banter.
I'm okay with that.
No more banter. No banter is allowed.
We're done.
Yeah, so this is the end of The Spice of Life.
Yeah, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, it was a 13-minute show. Real pleasure, though. We squeezed a lot in, mostly just that one song that's very long.
And Monster Trucks.
I have some long songs that I'm going to play today. This one's kind of short. No, it's 6 minutes long. Well, you know, it's short for a post-rock song.
Yeah.
This is how we live. This is what life is. It's by the band Lampshade. The song is By and By I Come. Off the album, Because Trees Can Fly. I don't know the meaning of that. Enjoy the song.
Leaves me space to plan.
So, we just heard Lampshade playing the song By and By I Come. I hope you liked that. What did you think of that, Callum?
That was excellent.
Your opinion is worthless, and I don't care what you think.
Oh, then it was really bad. I didn't like it at all.
Oh, were you just saying that to make me happy?
No, it's actually pretty good.
I enjoy that song. It's a good song.
Little, like, Bjork-like voice a little bit.
Was it Bjork? I thought it was more like a Bjorn kind of thing.
Like a Peter Bjorn and... That those guys sound nothing like this song.
The whistling. Did you know that you can find that song? I know the song you're talking about. You can find that song by Googling that hipster song with the whistling. And it comes for real. And
the
it's
Peter
like,
Bjorn and John song comes up.
The Peter Bjorn and John song. Yeah. Anyway, you were telling me you have a bit of a crazy, spontaneous weekend planned.
Yes. I learned on Tuesday that I'm driving down to Oregon this weekend.
Are you driving the Oregon Trail? Are you going to contract dysentery or?
I'm going to try fording a river and I'm going to die.
Okay, good luck. How did that come about? Why the heck? Why is anyone going to Oregon?
So my roommate had been planning to bike up Vancouver Island and then take the ferry across to Prince Rupert just because.
Why would anyone want to go to Prince Rupert?
I think she knows someone on a co-op there.
I'm sorry, listeners from Prince Rupert, but for real.
Yeah. But anyway, Vancouver Island is completely on fire. So,
yeah. Shouts out to my home island, Vancouver Island.
So she decided instead last week that she was going to bike down to some town on the coast by Portland somewhere. And then she decided that she didn't want to take the bus back or bike back. She'd be tired. So my friend asked me if I would want to go down and pick her up. And I said yes, because I'm spineless. So I'm driving down to Oregon after work on Friday.
Wow. That is an interesting turn of events.
Yeah, I haven't started packing yet, so.
Wow, and here I am occupying your time.
Yeah, Ben's a terrible friend.
I'm not a good friend at all, actually. Once I pushed him into a bus, he was in a wheelchair for like...
At least four years.
I hadn't even met him then. It was crazy.
He was just a stranger pushed me into a bus.
That's actually how we became friends. It's a tragic origin story.
Yeah.
Of how it's like a rom-com, but it's like just about two heterosexual men.
Yeah, we met years later. And I was like, hey, you were that guy that pushed me into the bus one time. Like,
yeah.
No way.
And I'm like, sorry about throwing you under the bus that time. I really just, really just threw you under the bus.
That's my rim shot.
Your rim shot. So a moment of silence for that pun. Okay, and we're back. What a fast moment that was. Do you want to hear another song, or are you just tired of music? Is that enough for music? That's all the music you want to hear today?
Yeah, I think we're moving more in like a... I want to take this show in a bold new direction.
A bold new direction? Like north?
I was thinking backwards.
Oh.
While walking on our hands.
Backwards, like a Throwback Thursday kind of thing? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Did we just change the name of the show to Throwback Thursday, where we like talk about how great the past was and be nostalgic about the 90s?
I feel like the 20s.
The 20s?
Yep.
Oh, good sir. Oh, yes. How are things?
No, I can't do a 20s radio voice.
You just gotta, I don't know, you just gotta get into it. Did they have radio in the 20s?
Maybe.
Maybe they had 20 radios and that's why it's called the 20s.
I think that's how years work.
Isn't it?
Yeah, we have at least 2014 radios, plus one for this one that we're on.
This is the radio that is the 20,000. Yeah, so like when it didn't become 2015 until the sub moved here, and then they built a new radio to commemorate the occasion.
Yeah.
Cool. That sounds good to me. I never took history, so that's why that's the way it is. We're going to play the song Some Are Lands by the band Land of Talk. Off their album, you guessed it, Land of Talk.
I didn't guess that.
You didn't, but it's a self-titled album.
Well, you didn't say that, so.
Yeah, but you guessed it. Summer Lakes by Land of Talk.
Softer than a child. Timber Concerts is proud to present Built to Spill. Touring to support their latest release, Untethered Moon, Built to Spill will be playing the Commodore Ballroom on July 25th with special guest Slam Dunk. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records. Doors open at 8 p.m., show starts at 9:30.
Test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, History, Chemistry, French, Math, Biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
We just heard Land of Talk playing the song Some Are Lakes, and then some PSAs, as we call them in the biz.
You don't call them ads?
No, in the biz, and by the biz, I mean...
The radio biz?
The community radio biz.
Okay.
On a volunteer basis. It's a pretty elite group of people that can just walk in on off the street and just... I mean, it's the three-hour training session.
Yeah. Ben didn't even give me a tote bag. What kind of public radio is this?
You need a tote bag? You really need a tote bag?
I have things to carry.
I'm not even sure what a tote bag is. Do you tote... Like, what do you tote in it?
I think books or groceries.
Oh, so not a book bag or a grocery bag.
No. You tote goats, too.
Oh, totes.
Yeah.
So I was going to... What? It's 8 o'clock now, and that means I have to do a station ID. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, here with Callum
Campbell.
Callum Campbell. The man with two first names. Although Campbell isn't really a first name, but we knew a guy named... Or no, I knew a guy named Campbell.
Yeah, I don't know a guy named Campbell.
Sorry, I forgot that you weren't me.
Yeah, I get confused sometimes too.
Yeah. So we're going to do... Yeah, just briefly, I want to do... So this is a thing that I've started doing because I don't know why. But we do this thing now where I text my girlfriend, Nicole, and... She sends me a list of words, and then we work those words seamlessly into the conversation. We're seamless wordsmiths, and we're training for a big surprise later.
Is Nicole okay with you calling her your girlfriend on radio?
Yeah, she's my better half.
That's got to be pretty embarrassing. Now everybody knows.
Embarrassing for her?
For her, yeah.
That I... Oh.
Yeah, because now it's not a secret anymore.
You're right. I feel like I was her dirty little secret, and now that the cat's out of the bag, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and so you shouldn't eat cheese before noon.
Yeah.
And a penny saved is a penny earned.
She's not going to be able to listen to that song anymore either.
What song?
The Dirty Little Secret song by, I don't know.
Right now you're pretending like you don't know who that song is
by. No, I can't remember.
That's not true.
Not Blink 182.
Blink 182. Truly... The best band out of all of the bands.
They're whatever, Fall Out Boy? Did they sing Dirty Little Secret?
Fall Out Boy? Or was it something about the white t-shirts?
I don't know. That was junior high. That was
junior high.
Ago.
Anyway, so we have a list of words that we're just going to seamlessly work in a conversation. Hopefully you won't notice. Maybe you will. You can keep track if you want.
It's on the website.
Yeah, the website.
Yeah.
You'll know it.
Ben's,
you know.
benslistofwords.org.
Yeah.
.gov.
Okay. Yeah. But it's like the website doesn't really
exist.
It exists as a state of mind, but I don't update it a lot. Like it's like a pretty it doesn't change very much. It's an inert website, you know. I don't know what made that noise. That was new.
Uh-oh.
I moved the list of words to you cuz we're playing this now.
Okay. There was feedback in my headphones.
Oh. Positive or negative? You're a great guy.
Cellular.
Oh. Cellulose? don't need to worry about cellulose. Or is it cellulite?
Cellulite.
Those should be words. Those aren't even words. Anyway, just like anyway, do a thing.
Do a thing. What kind of thing do I do?
Do a thing. Do a thing. Work it seamlessly into conversations. You're breaking my balls.
I can't do this.
You're breaking my heart.
It's too much pressure.
Okay. Fine.
Fine.
Are you actually not doing it?
No, I don't know what to do.
You don't even, like, there's a list of words, and then you just, like, talk about a thing.
You can't just tell someone to start a conversation, Ben.
Start a conversation. Like, if someone were to tell me to just start a conversation, I would just start talking.
Yeah,
do it. And you know what? It would be exquisite.
Do it, Ben. Start.
Start a conversation?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
Do you want to get food after this?
Have you not eaten?
No, not really.
Oh.
You want bagels?
Actually, they might have bagels in the sub. Bagels or bagels?
Bagels.
I think they only serve bagels here.
Okay. Well, yeah. I want mine in a bag, so.
Okay.
It's like a bag with cream cheese in it, and they just eat that.
You eat the whole bag?
Yeah. It's a small bag.
Is it the size of an aardvark?
No, it's much smaller.
Much smaller than an aardvark. Like the size of, what would, like a pickle jar? Is that a pickle jar roughly the size of an aardvark?
No.
I've never seen an aardvark.
Really?
I mean, like, maybe a picture of it. It's Arthur is an aardvark.
Yeah.
From the show Arthur.
He doesn't look anything like an aardvark, though.
Literally nothing. He could be a bear. I thought he was a bear.
They actually, interesting story. It's not interesting at all.
I'm interested.
In the original Arthur book, Arthur had a very long nose and looked like an aardvark. The whole point of the book was that people were making fun of him because he looked different.
Because he was too nosy.
Yeah. And then he learned to accept that. And then they made a TV show and decided that he looks too different. So they made him look like a bear.
To make him look more bearable.
Yeah. Because apparently people that are different aren't good. Not on TV.
That's the moral of every story.
I mean, like, as long as you can't see them, different people are okay.
Yeah, but, like, not on TV.
Yeah. That's why I'm on the radio.
Yeah, the radio is good to hide your face and your insecurities. And also your clothes too. Like, I don't know if you have, like, I have some clothes that I'm kind of embarrassed about. Like, I have a bedazzled jacket.
Yeah. Does it go with your antique shoe collection?
It actually, okay, so that's one of my favorite outfits actually. I wear that when I'm hitting the clubs.
Yeah. You got your winkle pickers on?
Yeah. They really tie the whole outfit together, and I roll up to the club like, what up? And people are like, damn, those are some sick winkle pickers. And I'm like, don't I know it?
Yeah.
Do you ever go to the clubs much? Are you into the club scene?
No, not particularly. I mean,
They're often pretty dark, aren't they?
I prefer it more luminous, yeah.
You like a luminous club?
Yeah, like really well lit so that it shows off all of the stuff that's spilled on the floor.
You need to show off your shoe game.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard to keep shoes clean.
Yeah, you gotta be
tenacious. Gotta always be watchful.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if your shoes aren't clean, then you might as well be an oxter, which I just Googled means a person's armpit. And Nicole, why am I supposed to know what an oxter means? Where did you find that word?
Probably on, like, Googled list of weird words.
That would be cheating.
You
mean if I Google list of weird words, oxter is going to be number one?
The first one. List of words for your boyfriend to say on the radio.
I would be like, Nicole, we're really going to have to talk. I'm in a really, like, fragile state emotionally, and I just don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah. You heard it here first, listeners. Ben's having a breakdown.
Hashtag drama. Trouble in Paradise. Just kidding. We're happy.
I feel like, is there a song called Trouble in Paradise?
No.
That would have been really good.
There is a song called Black Woods by Mono off the album Gone that I'm going to play right now and work seamlessly into the conversation like it's nobody's business.
Let's give it a listen.
That song ended abruptly.
Yeah, that had less fade out than we were anticipating.
We're on it, though. On it like a bonnet. On it like bees in a bonnet. On it like your knackers are in a knot.
You trying to rhyme at me, Ben? Are you throwing down?
I would like to, but we need to later.
Later.
So there may be some verbal warfare up in this house eventually.
Which, I mean, keep the fire department on high alert because we're going to be spitting it hot.
And also because we're at extreme fire warning because it's been very dry.
Yeah,
lately.
We really need rain.
Yeah, so do keep the fire department on alert. That is
yeah. important.
And if anyone knows a good rain dance, let me know. I'm in the market for a new one. My old one's a bit dated and a little racist.
I feel like most rain dances are probably a little bit racist.
Yeah. We need to get, like, a government-sanctioned rain dance or something.
Yeah.
Like a pull, I don't know. Is a shower kind of a rain dance?
If you dance in the shower.
A lot of people sing in the shower, tried dancing in the shower, fell down.
Yeah, that would be dangerous.
Yeah, poor way to wake up.
I mean, you'd wake up pretty fast, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing like fear and a good bowel evacuation to wake you up in the morning.
You pooped in your shower?
I did not poop in my shower. And I didn't shower in my poop either. That would be bad.
Those would both be gross.
Yeah. Those would be gross. Gross, Callum. I can't believe you brought both of those things up of your own volition on my show. This is a highbrow thing. You can't just do that.
It wasn't me. It was
Prove it. Prove it.
Check the tape. He said he had a bowel movement.
Bowel movements. I'm very regular. Yeah. My constitution is pure. Keep the line pure. That got weird. I'm sorry.
Very quickly.
I would like to issue a formal apology on behalf of Callum for his continual bringing up of poop and toilet humor.
I will never be let back on the show.
We're above this.
I'm not. This is right at my level of comedy.
Good. That's a good place to be. I want to do something that I think is a baller move, so I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Did you hear about Catalano? Did you go?
That was that musical thing last week, right?
With Cats in Catalano.
Yeah, they performed the musical Cats live.
I want you to know that you told me that, and I've told that to a number of people because I think it's very funny.
I forgot that was me.
No, that was you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I made that joke before.
It was important. It's an important joke in history.
I'm not above repeating jokes.
No, I'm not above repeating other people's jokes and not giving them credit. No, I do give you credit, though. I'm giving you credit right now.
Thank you, Ben.
Take all the credit you want. Take 3 credits. You want a full course credit?
Are they space credits? Intergalactic credits?
Are we using intergalactic credits yet?
Can I buy death sticks with them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
Not sure what those are. Not going to follow that up.
Star Wars 2. Obi-Wan tells a guy not to sell him death sticks in a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Those movies weren't good.
Those weren't the droids I was looking for.
No, not
tell you
at
that
all.
Much. So a baller move is I was at Catalano and disappointed because there was no musical, but there was music and there were bands and they played and they were fun. And I broadcasted live from it with some other folks, some fun fellas.
Excellent.
Like Eric and Erica and...
Other people whose names start with
Just those two.
Just those two.
And then Alex.
Okay.
And other people as well were there.
That sounds like a great
time. And John. John Q. He's a cool dude. He's got a show named Q It Up, and his last name is Q.
John Q was a movie with Denzel Washington.
John Cusack. You're thinking of Joan Cusack.
No, there's a John Q. It was about a guy whose heart was going to explode or something. And he had to go to the hospital and hold it hostage until he got a heart for his son.
Huh.
It's really good.
Sounds like a heart-wrenching movie.
It is. It's very sad.
Anyway, the baller move that I was going to do is interviewed some bands. They played live. It was cool. One of the bands I interviewed was Summering. And if you caught that interview, I can't believe anyone was listening to it. But it would be cool if someone was. I was there. I listened to it with my own ears. Summering's cool. They play a bit of post-rock. They're from Vancouver. They played a really cool set at Catalano, and I would like to play a song of theirs because So that's the baller thing, is like I interviewed these people. And then
you get to play their music.
Then you get to play their music. And it's not that cool. It's cool for me, whatever.
It'd be more cool if it was live again.
Yeah, but it's not.
We take what we can get.
Yeah, I actually invited them to, and they were like, oh, yeah, we'd love to. And I was like, yeah, Callum will be there too. And then they're like, oh.
Oh, I heard that guy's a jerk.
Yeah, like he keeps talking about poop. Like I just can't. I don't want to be around him. So
it's a negative performing space.
Yeah, so
that's what people know me for.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to play Concrete Plans by Summering, and it won't be live because you're here. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was Summering playing the song Concrete Plans, and it's off their upcoming self-titled album.
Also called Summering.
You guessed it. There you go. Snaps for Callum. You can't snap for yourself when I say snaps for Callum.
Well, the studio audience, it wasn't me.
We need a studio audience. Where do you, can you like buy a studio audience?
I think that most of them actually are.
Bought?
Maybe like, I think some of them get paid. I feel like,
Wouldn't they pay to be there? Like, don't you buy tickets to like?
I feel like some people are plants to get the crowd going. I think that's a thing.
Wait.
Like acting students will go and sit in the crowd and try and get people hyped up.
And they're plants.
Yeah, like ferns.
Like coniferous?
No, they're ferns mostly.
But nothing gets me going like ferns. I think someone might be calling, and I have no idea how to do it because there's no phone in here. That's just the reality of it. Let's try it. Someone is on air. Are you on air? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. I'm calling for Hugo Noriega.
This is on air.
Oh, no way. Sorry,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
Is
Hugo
around?
Hugo is not. If you want to get in contact with him, you'd be better off calling around 5-ish or earlier.
That was exciting.
That was really exciting. That's cool. Hey, so we learned that...
The phone works.
We learned that the phone works, and you can just push the button, and then it just happens, and there's no phone. Yeah. Phones are a thing of the past. You know how like it went from like phones that like existed and now they don't exist?
Yeah, I wonder, was it through our headphones and microphone or just the room? Is the room a phone?
That's a great idea. I want to buy a car that has a phone in it.
Like when the old,
like a car phone.
Like an old school one,
yeah,
with the wire?
To be like, pardon me, I have to take a very important call, and then to just pull the phone out of your car and be like, what's good?
And then they'd get pulled over because it's not a hands-free device.
But I think if like a cop pulled you over, they would just be like, why do you have that? Why does that still exist? What are you doing? And I'm like, I'm just a weird guy.
Well, it's a good deal because you'd be buying a luxury car, but it would be like 25 years old, so it would be pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Do it, Ben.
Cheap things are always better than expensive things.
Not, yes. No.
Maybe.
Not always.
Let's get back to the room as a phone idea, though. Market that to me.
Ben, have you ever wanted to call someone?
Yes.
Do your hands get tired easily?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Would you like to just be able to walk into a room and yell at your friends?
Oh, yes, always.
Even if your friends aren't there?
I don't have any friends.
Well, then you have no one to call from your phone room.
Phone room. Sunday, Sunday. In a monster truck at the Thunderdome.
I'd go to that.
I would.
Monster Truck's calling people?
Oh. What's going on, Monster Truck? Nothing. I'm just getting in the tub, seeing what's up.
Who calls someone from the tub?
That's the only time. That's the only appropriate time. Okay, there are two appropriate times to call someone. The first is an emergency, and that's only if you're calling 911. Everything else should be texting, unless you're just getting in the tub and you want to see what's up. Because the thing to do is you get in the bathtub and you call someone and you just see how long you can have them on the phone. And then when they hang up because they're like, dude, I got stuff to do. Why are you calling me from the bathtub? Then you just call someone else.
But what if they don't have things to do and then you have to be stuck in the bath for like an hour and a half talking to someone?
Well, you know, you can always excuse yourself.
Okay. But like, oh, I have to go. I'm sorry. I'm getting pruny.
Yeah. That's like a number one excuse. People are like, oh, like, do you want to hang out on Friday? I'm like, sorry, I'm getting pruny.
Yeah.
I can't.
My fingers are pretty gross. They're like
I have
giant
plans.
Raisins.
Yeah. So another song that I want to play that's also a baller move, in my opinion. Japanese Girls, the band, not just regular Japanese.
Okay.
Here comes Japanese Girls, and then just like a parade of, like on my Facebook. Anyway, that's a different thing. The band Japanese Girls from Vancouver, they're really cool. They're one of my favorites, and I got to interview them on the weekend as well at Catalano. They played at Catalano. And I have a song of theirs that I want to play called Tennis Shoes off their album Circulation.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, it's not self-titled.
bold move.
But it's really like they're changing the game by not having a self-titled album.
It's the first time I've ever heard that.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
That's cool. So, Tennis Shoes by Japanese Girls, and I hope you enjoy it.
In town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town, at a local venue, or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Tune in every Tuesday from 11 p.m. to midnight for Not on the List with your host, Scats. Not on the List is a program featuring new urban and alternative music, sounds of beats, hip-hop, dancehall, bass, interviews, guest hosts, and more.
And we're back. We heard Japanese girls playing the song Tennis Shoes.
We did. I agree.
Good. Motion to carry?
Overturned.
Overturned?
I object. Sustained!
I don't know what to make of any of that.
That was a bit louder than
you're out of order.
I'm being held in contempt of radio.
I'm abstaining.
Are you?
Yeah.
From what?
Having a good idea about what to abstain about.
I'm talking on the radio.
I'm abstaining from abstinence.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Just getting crazy.
Yeah, super crazy.
Nothing in moderation.
Except moderation.
No moderation.
You want a moderate amount of moderation.
No, you want all the moderation you can get.
I will need every moderation. That was fun. We're having fun. Are you having fun? I'm having fun.
I'm having fun.
You're not allowed to have fun. There's no fun allowed in this show.
Okay.
There's no place for fun on The Spice of Life.
I'll do some homework then.
Good. Callum, there's a thing that I do occasionally, and I often forget to do it. But because it's The Spice of Life, and there are different kinds of spices, what's the spice of the day?
I would say paprika.
That's a great choice. What would you put paprika on?
Paprika goes on everything.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Does it go in moderation?
No.
Oh.
Almost everything.
Okay.
I lied.
What's your favorite dish with paprika? Walk me through it nice and slow. Make me forget my troubles.
All right. So what was the last thing I cooked with paprika? Oh, I put it in the hamburgers that I made the other day.
Oh.
Are you ready to listen to me talk about hamburgers for like 5 minutes?
I would love to. Yeah. Just go ahead and just get started.
All right. So decided to make some hamburgers. Went to the store. Bought some ground beef. Am I being faded out?
No, dude. Keep talking. You're good.
All right. So, start cooking it. Mixed in ground beef. A little bit of salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Some garlic. Paprika. Rosemary. That was clutch. Bacon. Mushrooms.
Thank you. We just heard Amantia by... No, Amantia is the band. Amanita is the band, and the song is A Blight on the Land. And we have a very special treat.
We do. Ben is going to rap for us right now.
That's not how we agreed. I thought you were going to challenge me.
Oh, I challenge you, Ben. The gauntlet is thrown.
To what?
To a freestyle rap battle.
To a freestyle rap battle.
What other kind of rap battle would I challenge you to?
A duel?
A battle of wits.
Ooh. But there is poison in both of them.
Yeah. Well, it's scentless, but I can smell it.
Mmm. That's senseless.
Iocane powder.
So what we did was we Googled Sick Beat. I Googled Sick Beat. And we're going to do this. We're going to freestyle. He's really white. I'm really white. I'm bad at rapping. Not that being white matters, but it does. And
it's a confidence thing.
Yeah, and I've done this once with Ryan, and it didn't go like... Well, it went okay. It went. So we're going to give her again. We're going to do another freestyle rap battle.
We've got to break in this new space.
This goes out to... Yeah, we're going to break the walls off this new space.
Make it feel like home.
Yeah. This goes out to the very, very small subsection of listeners to this show that like post-rock and also terrible, terrible rap music.
I feel like that's 100% of the subset. The whole set.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in any event... So I'll go first. Is that...
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Let's see. Let's hear this beat first. That's pretty sick.
That's pretty sick.
Okay. Should we let it roll for a bit?
Well, we gotta feel it.
Ooh. Is the volume... The volume's good with you? It's my polite rap battle. Coming to you live from Vancouver, the city of rain, I bring the pain. Word to Deckard Cain, stay a while and listen while I christen this new setup with my sick getup. And you're gonna let up with your rhymes, and I'm not gonna let you down with my crimes. Minor crimes like treason, it's the season. And it's the summer, boy, I ain't freezing.
Well, that was pretty good, but now it's my turn. Live from the radio, trying to get them ladies, though I'm not very hood and I'm not very good. First time rapping and it's first time trapping. Ben and his lies, when I look into his eyes, I can see that he's feeble. Face just like an eagle, can't keep a beat, can't stay on his feet. Dropping that track, so I pick up the slack. That's it. That's short.
That was good. That was good. I'm impressed about that. I should have thought of more things to say.
Yeah, I only had about one verse of rap.
I had one verse of rap and a Diablo reference in there.
That was pretty good. That went well.
Thank you. We could do more, though.
Are you feeling it?
I'm feeling this beat.
Feeling it in your soul?
I'm feeling this beat. Boy, I ain't beat. I got more to say. I got more to play. So stay a while and listen. I said that before, and I'm gonna say that some more. It's a good line. I got the time. Line doesn't rhyme with time. See if I mind. It's no crime. I said that before as well. I'm running out of material. I dug myself into a hole with material. Material is a very difficult word to rhyme with.
Spice of life on CITR, coming out live no matter where you are. Keeping it fresh, rocking that beat, trying to rhyme with fresh, can't keep it up. Oh, I'm done. I lost. Ben wins.
I don't know if I win. We're doing well. There's still a minute left. We could cut it off now, but I want to do more.
I don't... That last verse went pretty poorly for me.
The second verse is always not as good, but then you bring it back for the third verse.
Yeah. It was got to keep some 3-act structure.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm growing my hair out, letting the bear out of the cage like bare naked rage. I got sick flow now, not verbally, but with my hair. And I can't grow a beard, ain't got nothing there, but I'm gonna try. Maybe some whiskers, like my cat. That's that, like the cat in the hat. And when you're dying, you need some help from a doctor, like 50cc's stat.
When Ben's dying, he's gotta call a friend. Comes in close. I can't rhyme with friend.
And?
Oh, yeah.
Or send. Yeah. Or bend.
Can't rhyme with friend. The show's come to an end. You know, that's almost really close to the end of the song.
That was almost really close to the song. Well, I'm proud of us.
Yeah, that went surprisingly well.
I'm proud of anyone that made it through that whole thing.
Yeah, I feel like we lost at least half of the people who were listening.
My goodness, yeah. Congratulations on anyone that made it through. I had fun.
Yeah, that was great.
I'm actually proud of us, I think, for this. Is this your first live performance?
That was my first live rap.
Okay. This is my second, so I'm a bit of a veteran.
So that's not fair.
Yeah, it really, like, it wasn't that fair. You had some sick verses in there.
Yeah, my first verse was okay.
It was, yeah, I mean, but it's like...
Then I fell apart. Got nervous.
Yeah. I think I have to work on my flow. I focus too much on my words, but my flow is, like, it's lacking.
That's fine.
It's Eddie lacking, like the Canuck. He's a Canucks player.
Oh, I don't... Hockey.
Did you get the reference? Do you know Diablo?
No. I understood that, like...
Stay a while and listen.
Yeah, that voice was obviously referencing something. Didn't know what it was.
Oh, I was really proud of that. Okay, well, maybe the one person out there that knows Diablo...
Who's a fan of post-rock, terrible hip-hop, and Diablo.
Yeah. And you said that CITR broadcasts everywhere. I feel the need to correct it. Doesn't
it? It does not.
It's very... It's just the Vancouver area, but if you do want to catch it online, it does broadcast live off of CITR.ca. And you can pick up the Spice of Life podcasts on the website as well. If you go into the like shows and the podcast, the Spice of Life is up there. So I encourage you, if you enjoyed this show, to look back. And even if you didn't, I mean, if you didn't, like, come on, you have poor taste. But look back in there. There's some fun stuff in there. And also, I have a Facebook page that I like to plug as Callum unplugs his headphones because he's a real plug. We're not rapping anymore.
I'm sorry. Well, I was distracted because someone tripped outside of the window.
Oh, yeah. Like, people falling is hilarious.
Really hard.
Oh, no. I do have a Facebook page, Spice of Life, CITR, 101.9 FM. So if you want to like that, that would be cool. I post the track listings and podcasts and info. And also, if you're a talent scout looking for, like, new hot rap talent, that would be a good way to get a hold of me, get in touch with me.
Post them a like.
Yeah, but also, like, if you're, say, like, you represent Jay-Z and you're looking for some new talent, like, maybe you want to hit me up. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe you want to hit me up.
Yeah, I feel like that would be good as a talent scout myself. That's actually why I came here.
Are you scouting talent?
Yeah, it was incognito until now.
Oh,
but
cat's out of the bag.
Yep, here's a record deal.
One record deal, please.
Yep.
That's exciting. So stay tuned for...
More nonsense?
No, but like a record deal. Yeah. We are running out of time, and it's post-rock, so the next song I'm going to play is just going to run us right through the end. This has been The Spice of Life. I'm sorry about the rapping.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I'm not sorry. You're welcome.
You're welcome
about the rapping. Callum, thank you for joining.
Thank you for having
us
me
on the show. And having someone of your caliber, like as like a talent scout, but also as a rapper, to want to embarrass yourself with me together, just a real joy.
That's what friendship is about.
That's what rhymes with friendship, is that whole thing, that sentiment.
That got me right in the heart.
That's good.
Ben just stabbed me.
Yeah.
With love.
Yeah. It's like a backstabbing, but it went through the heart. I'm a young heartbreaker. Believe me, it's a curse. Anyway.
I've been Callum Campbell.
And I'm still Ben Life. I'm
not going to change.
I'm not going to change for you, not anyone.
That's what makes you special.
Thank you. I would like to go out on the song The Birth and Death of the Day by Explosions in the Sky off the album All of a Sudden I Miss Everyone. Explosions in the Sky is really cool. I hope that you have liked the other music that I played today because I picked it with my heart.
I hope that you like the nonsense that I spouted for an hour and a half.
That was top quality nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, I wish that you didn't cut me off when I was talking about my burger.
But I heard it.
Yeah, I kept going for like a good minute and a half into that song.
A lot of good topics.
Yeah.
About hamburglaring and hamburglary.
Hamburglary.
And hamburger cooking. Anyway, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm back from 7:30 to 9, not this coming Thursday, but the next Thursday, because every other Thursday. Like me on Facebook. Listen to the podcasts. Take care.
Come to my house.
Come to Callum's house at night if you want. Get in his bed.
Just hang out.
Yeah. Just
we're all friends here.
Lick his spoons and put them back in the drawer. Have a great weekend. This is Explosions in the Sky playing the birth and death of the day. Up next is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell with Ben Lai, the other Ben. Some would say a better Ben. I would. No, I would. He's a better Ben. I hope you enjoy it, and take care.